Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Morning talk show, and I thought it was Alex Jones on the air, so I called in, and they put me right on air, and they just basically totally agreed with me and told me I'd been right all these years. And that happens with so many radio shows that would criticize us in the past, because people now see that what we warned of is unfolding. Foreign interests have hijacked the federal government, and they are using our tax money against us to turn the United States, and the same thing's been done in every other industrialized country, into a classical, hardcore, in-your-face tyranny. And what's really waking people up is the announcement of 30,000 drones in the next decade to be phased in, and watching national news like Fox News with their, that's right, is that potting soil explosives? Homeland Security is going to be watching you and looking through your windows. And checking out everything you do. Drones are in the sky. The Pentagon is watching you to keep you safe. It's like a science fiction movie you see in the 80s of the future police state, of a dystopia. And it's our money. There's potholes everywhere. There's hundreds of heads being chopped off and left on the border every week. There's total bedlam going on, all sorts of crime exploding. The system will do nothing about that. We have 7+ million people in the prison system, double communist China, who has 1.3 billion people. We're 310 million. And their answer is home inspectors under new enviro regs, where you go to jail if your weather stripping isn't right. The green police. You know, you saw those green police ads with Audi 3 years ago, and they admitted that, oh, this is actually what's planned. That's even the green police uniforms the feds and locals are wearing. It's a white shirt with little green epaulets and green pants. And it's here. And Infowars.com has the Mike Adams report from NaturalNews.com. L.A. County health enforcers conduct door-to-door raw milk confiscation operations. And I went and looked it up. It's actually happening. They went and got the customer list of people buying from big mainline dairies. I mean, in Los Angeles, if you're at any movie star's house, and I've been to quite a few, it's raw milk right there in the refrigerator because they are into quality. Well, and the general public's getting into it. Well, not anymore. They are getting the customer list and coming without warrants and intimidating their way into the houses. Now, you have to understand, there's mass murder and death going on just a few miles south of the border there every day. Total corruption, crack whores everywhere like zombies walking around, people's daughters traveling to L.A. thinking they're going to be movie stars, being fed into the prostitution meat grinder, troops committing suicide in mass, record numbers, collapse of society happening all over the place, and they've got code enforcers, that's what they're calling them, from the health department, demanding that you give us that jug of milk. Ladies and gentlemen, in fact, I didn't think to do this. Will you please? Well, I'll do it after the break. I'll just get a jug of it. We've got like 3 gallons always that I keep here in the office, and I had a big old glass of it with whey that I got from InfoWarsTeam.com, by the way. Best whey's up there, in my humble opinion. And I had an evil whey shake yesterday instead of lunch, and it was awesome. And you know what? I had the Austin police chief in here. See, he hadn't gotten the new download of tyranny yet. And I said, here, I got some raw milk. Here, have a drink. And he drank it. He goes, well, that's good. Oh, in California, pal, you're a hardcore criminal, Art Acevedo, drinking milk. SWAT teams are now hitting people growing different plants like, well, what's the one you use for burns? Aloe vera, that's evil. It's all evil. It's all evil, but the evil, it's good. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Kibble Edmonds, who was a FBI translator, who on the day of 9/11, the day before 9/11, heard the CIA commanding Al-Qaeda. She is going to be joining us. She's broken her gag order and written a book. And we're going to be talking to Sybil Edmonds, who hadn't been on with us in years, coming up today in the third hour. And, of course, she also heard them running sex slaves and weapons. That's what these criminals do. And our naivete and not realizing our government was taken over a long time ago by totally ruthless foreign banks. Until we realize that, we don't have any hope of ever turning this around. Things are just going to get progressively worse until we have that collective reawakening that our forebears had. And if we don't, it is a eugenics nightmare. That is where the tunnel basically ends. Okay, let me just give you some of the headlines here. Big news today. Military detention law blocked by New York judge. That's the NDAA saying the military can secretly arrest you, secretly disappear you, and Obama went forward and said kill you. That's U.S. citizens. And enforcement of that has been blocked thanks to the lawsuit by Chris Hedges, the Pulitzer Prize winning journalist, who we're going to get back on the show. We got him on when he first filed that a few months ago. And again, this is so immoral that even if the courts later end up saying this is okay, it shows that this is a confession of their abject evil. You see, as things get worse and worse, it's only going to illustrate to people that the bad guys have taken over. So there is that report. Also, we're going to get into whites account for under half of births in the U.S. Whites really are a minority overall. And when there's no more white people left, you won't have white folks to kick around anymore. That's a joke from Nixon. You won't have Tricky Dick to kick around anymore. And again, I see how race politics is used to control people. People are people. But it doesn't matter. People that have been filled with hatred for you, whether you're black or white or Hispanic or whatever it is, you still got to deal with that. And I am just so sick of hearing how white people cause all the problems in the world. No, evil white people, because they've been smart and barbaric, have been dominant for a long time globally. Endless wars with each other, but every other group of humans enslave, kill, and go after each other. But the big mega bankers, Ford Foundation and others, they sell this idea of white guilt and whites are bad, so they can organize other groups into political armies under their control while making whites guilty to say, hey, go for government-run health care, you're racist. That's what MSNBC said as a talking point. You're like, what does that have to do with being racist? Well, don't be racist. Oh, take vaccines or you're some type of extremist or racist. Don't criticize Obama or you're a racist. This is how they do it. And so you should learn to not be guilty when you've done nothing wrong. And that goes for everybody. This whole environmental movement has nothing to do with the environment. It's all about having guilt, thinking you're bad. That's an across-the-board system that we're all trash. Humans are trash. We believe we're trash. We act like trash. We roll over to the globalists who want us out of the way. They've stolen the planet through fraud. They want us dead. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, polka-dotted, whatever you are, the globalists want you dead. You expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, Goldfinger says. I expect you to die. New World Order, do you expect me to be your slave? No, that's only in phase one. I expect you to die, and you're dying quite nicely already. See, I mean, the World Wildlife Fund came out yesterday and said, yes, we want global poverty, post-industrial world to save the planet. No, they mean get you ready for poverty so they can have all the wealth and use your poverty as a tool to control you. So you're too busy working 14 hours a day in a slave factory fixing robots that are building widgets, you know, in military. See, the new economy is not going to be just widgets from China. It's going to be drones, surveillance, weapons for the globalists. You're not going to have police helicopters in the sky soon because those aren't going to be rated as safe. In fact, I saw this over the weekend. You know, they come out with a Friday edition of USA Today, and then it's the weekend edition, and I was at the beach with the family, saved the newspaper. We got home at 9 o'clock Sunday night, and I couldn't find it the next day after I'd lugged all the luggage in. And like a wagon train amount of stuff in the back of the SUV, the evil SUV. And but it said right there, the car of the future. And it said they're better, they're easier, they're safer. And sure enough, yeah, there's coming a time when you're going to see these on the road. There's already robot cars on the road, and they're going to be safer. And you're going to sit there and get to listen to your iPad, as if you're going to have an iPad then, and enjoy yourself and make phone calls while the computer drives you. So, see, it's all coming. Now, there it is. Cars of the future will be computers on wheels, and they look like little tin cans. And the article went on to say, in the future, most of you won't be allowed to have a car. You might be able to share a car with your neighborhood. This is the Plantopolis. I mean, and they say, look, that's what the control grid is. It's shutting off the resources. And the only jobs you're going to be able to get are government jobs, megacorporate jobs, and enforcer jobs. And that's the new welfare, is a psychologically tested, dumb control freak who loves to exercise power all day and henpeck people and taser them to death and kill them. And then they're phasing out the old cops and phasing in the new ones. And the TSA is the model. Man, this morning I got stuck watching TSA videos where people are doing subpoenas and getting the TSA videos, where they're harassing women with babies, old ladies in wheelchairs that can't walk, screaming at them, pouring their breast milk out that they need for their baby on the plane. And you watch the body language of these weirdos. They all look like mall Martians. I don't care what color they are. They all have the same spirit and look, and these weird women and the weird men, and they've got such wimpy body language. A lot of people have probably seen a ninny wimp when they try to stick their chest out. They actually stick their belly out. I mean, you know the body language of a weirdo, a pervert. And, I mean, they got perv language. I mean, just social outcast scum, that's going to be our rulers. It always is. Can't get a girl? Doesn't matter. They're going to get your wife. And Geraldo Rivera's talking about it, and Ron Paul's talking about it, and Jesse Ventura. I saw more articles this morning where people are saying the weird part is, and you can even watch it on the videos. There's a new one out where at InfoWars.com. I think the headline is TSA Enjoy Groping Attractive Woman. Oh, it was the Young Turks. Yeah, they're even pointing it out. And, I mean, I've seen it. A really gorgeous woman comes through. Instead of just admiring them, they all get all wild and start swarming around them and then to harass them. And, you know what? We groped you for 30 minutes. You complain. You're not getting on your flight. And then they'll kind of hop up and down and do like little victory dances. I mean, it is sick. It is sick watching demonic control freak nerds swarm people. And again, I cannot subject my wife and children to it, so my children have never flown. I've got a 9-year-old son. He's never flown. Because I wouldn't subject him to the slave training earlier. But now, I mean, how do you let them? Now they're taking the kids away to strip rooms. Because the public stripping got on the news. They're pulling their pants and shirts off and, you know, 3-year-olds and diapers off, newborns and everything. So now and the parents cry and dads bow up. And, man, I've seen the videos where the cops get called. The cop rushes up and runs their chest into them. The kid's crying. They're like, look, we're going to do this. I mean, this is sick. This is sick. This is sick. I remember watching those film reels that the Nazis shot themselves where they're rounding people up. In the ghettos, they've already herded into those at first, gotten them used to showing their papers for years, checkpoints, gropings, and they'll sit there with like a riding crop under an old lady's jaw. You ever seen that famous film footage? And it's like, and then they just drag her off, and people all scared, and you see the soldiers getting off on the power because they're part of the winning team. That's all going to happen here, okay? And it's going to be much worse, much, much worse, and it's going to be against good people. Period. You're conservative, you're libertarian, you're Christian, you own a little bit of land, you own a business. It's over. The giant scum, the demonic scum that Hollywood and the culture has created is coming. They're coming and they're coming and they want you to know. They're all over going on the news, ABC, CBS, Fox. It was all the same script. They're watching you. You bet. They'll be looking through your windows. Guess what? It's true. The census was getting a GPS so drones can mark and make sure they're over the right house. Oh, all that stuff that people said Steve Quayle and I were making up, that census workers told us, was all true. What do you think a zip code is? It's a artillery mark point. They have other points after that. Well, now... it's artillery placement points. It's a military digit code. We've been under this for a while. Now they've got your house marked, and they say, your tax money, 30,000 drones, Washington Post. 30,000 drones, and they're announcing, they will be weaponized. And they're announcing in Chicago, this was the headline in the Chicago, was it Tribune? I couldn't believe it. It was public safety announcements being announced on Sound Cannon. And they go around doing the Sound Cannon noise and then making announcements that it's for your safety. Oh, yeah, was it for the safety of Kelly Thomas where they tortured him for 10 minutes, holding down every arm and leg and then saying don't struggle as they laughed, tasering him and crushing his windpipe, jaw, ribs, internal organs, skull, big pool of blood. Oh, yeah. It's all for our safety, isn't it? And don't worry. Don't worry, all you pot-bellied enforcers who get off on this. Just give your kids GMO, give them the shots, drink the fluoride yourself, and enjoy. Because let me tell you, you're not getting out of this either. When your masters finally release the main bioweapon plague, when you're dying, remember your masters killed you, scum. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Digressed off into drones, but we're going to be covering it coming up in the next segment because people are finally concerned about it. I mean, I remember reading Pentagon public statements 15 years ago that most of the Air Force by 2012, more than half of it will be converted over to drones. They've now done that. They've got something like 15,000 Predators. Last time I checked, the Air Force does, and they're talking about doubling that. Even the transports are going to be remote control. This gives the technocrats power over everything and cuts human decisions out. All these science fiction movies where humans go out to space. No, it's going to be robots. And the elite believe they're going to merge with them, and they're building the technocracy in that direction, whether that's true or not. I should break down their master plan more often. It's so big. Side issue. I'm going to come back after the break. Spy drone almost causes mid-air collision with jet over Denver. FAA investigating extremely dangerous incident. And it's the drone that did it, but don't worry. They're going to come out and say, watch, in the future, just like they are with cars now, the answer is make the aircraft remote control with a ceremonial pilot to sit there and mind it in case there's a problem. Taking humans out of the equation so that they can be synced with the drones. That's another system of problem reaction solution when you're going to have 30,000 in the skies. And then this story's up at Drudge Reporter, was last night and this morning. Judge Napolitano, first patriot to shoot down a government spy drone, will be a hero. Blast illegal use of plastic drones to spy on Americans in their backyards. And we got two different clips I'm going to play because he's absolutely on target. But in the first part of the Fox News clips, because they're both up there, I'm not going to play that. I don't have time. They're like, in the newscast piece, it's so wonderful watching you in your backyard in case you do something. Are those potted plants really bombs? Is that potting soil a bomb? We need to be watched to keep us safe from Tim McVeigh. All of you will be watched. And then they cut to the Shepard Smith and then Napolitano. I mean, it's amazing how they push this stuff. But then you have the judge on to say it's wrong. Continuing, the military's involved is totally illegal. We're going to be breaking that down. 12-year-old put in jail by mistake. That's out of WLFI. And I tell you about this all the time. I mean, thousands of cases a year in L.A. alone they're reporting on where just innocent people are arrested because of computer glitches. Doesn't matter. Still might fall down and hit your head, or I hope you enjoy getting TB in the jail or getting raped by a 400-pound guy named Oscar because they want everybody in the prison. There's famous cases, the woman arrested for no seatbelt. She's never been touched before by anybody but her husband. She starts screaming and crying, so they beat her half to death and put her in the restraint, and she's crying and sobbing, saying, I'm sorry, and the blood's all running out, and the guys are all getting off on it. They like to hurt people, a lot of these guys. That's who they're trying to recruit. And they're going to hurt you. Don't you worry. Yeah. Oh, but, I thought none of this was going to happen. Oh, there's not going to be drones and blimps, Jones. But now they're announcing and people are like, well, that sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good. Yeah, I need the Pentagon watching me with a drone. Spy satellites we paid for watching farmers under the new Agenda 21. Not a law, but, the feds just say you can't build a barn. Or if your cows go down to the water's edge on a stream and any mud gets in it, that you're going to be fined and shut down. Or any hay dust, we're going to give you $2,000 fines and shut you down and arrest you. And you can't have your kids doing chores either. Just shut up. Shut up. Government's God. And I can't go anywhere now without checkpoints and police or go on my own family ranch without game wardens, 6-7 of them showing up, telling me they're in a federal task force. They're local game wardens, but very proud they're a federal task force and want to see if I'm scared. I mean, can you imagine all day as a man wanting to scare people? Oh, I'm so scared. You're pathetic. Make me sick. Continuing here, bunch of scum. I know all the sitcoms and TV shows are how you're all heroes. Yeah, well, a lot of you aren't bad people individually, but the system, it's like you're on board a ship captained by the devil. And I don't like that ship. That ship is controlled by something bad. You're like, hey, I'm just here, sweeping the decks, man. I'm just sweeping the decks. It doesn't matter, buddy. You're on the devil's train. You understand that? Just like German soldiers. The Germans said the same thing. They said, Romans 13, do what government says. Hitler's of God. Look it up. And they also said, well, I don't support the Nazis, but I support our troops. I support our troops. And boy, you did support them, didn't you? 20 million Germans, if you count in the military. 21 million would be the total number. 21 plus million died. Oh, that was, so you supported them, didn't you? Who you support keeping them in these wars that 70%+ in Poles don't want to be part of, including the military. 5, 6, 7, 8 tours. Record suicide. Oh, you're sure supporting them. See, supporting the troops nowadays means doing what the foreign bankers that run the government say. All right, I'm going to give you more of the headlines coming up, and I'm going to commit a crime on air when we get back. A hardcore crime. No, that's not cocaine in the bottom of this glass. It's something even more evil. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best or less guaranteed.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The Associated Press and Yahoo are reporting bank run fears spread to Spain. We told you that 2 days ago. It's also in Italy. Get the news here first before it's announced by the globalist. This is all part of the banksters just squeezing Europe. So coming up, spy drones, what they're up to, 12-year-old put in jail by mistake. Delegate warns of black youth mobs, which are confirmed to be targeting whitey, but hey, what's wrong with that? Media said it was good, all part of trying to get people divided in this country. Again, Spain in recession amid fears of Eurozone bank run. This copy here is French news agency. Continuing, good news, military detention law blocked by New York judge, the NDAA. Of course, they never follow what the judges say anyways. I've seen that for a while. Prominent activist backs Occupy Bilderberg campaign that we've launched. And a lot of folks are coming. The 31st of this month through the 3rd or so, there in Chantilly, Virginia, confronting the real problem. And you know, this big activist, I'll tell you about him later, it's up at InfoWars.com, David Swanson, who helped break the Downing Street memo information, seen as a cause celeb in the left. He goes, why don't we go protest the big you know, NATO summits, G20s. Why don't we go protest the real elite meeting in secret? Because the left always said that didn't exist. They want you to believe it's just Republicans and Democrats, Tory Labor, left, right, not that both sides are controlled at that level. I mean, look at how Obama is financed by the very same people financing Mitt Romney. The company Mitt Romney ran and basically controlled and partially owned, Bain Capital, is giving money to Obama, double the amount given to Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney still owns part of it. I mean, it's a joke. They're stealing tens of trillions of dollars and then using your money to pay for 30,000 drones, TSA, highway checkpoints, all these weapon systems for us, the criminals. And they're getting all the police stirred up in a frenzy against us. It's just so ridiculous that this is happening. But first, I want to get into this report. It's at Infowars.com, originating with Mike Adams at NaturalNews.com. L.A. County health enforcers conduct door-to-door raw milk confiscation operations. They, of course, have raided long-standing raw milk sellers, pastures, and they've gotten their customer list and are going door-to-door. This is confirmed. Demanding the fresh, real milk back. Now, again, 60 years ago, all you could get was raw milk. They started boiling it so they could feed you the blood and pus and overworked cows that their udders produce. With real milk, it lasts longer, by the way, than the pasteurized. But if there's any impurities, you can't sell it. I mean, you'll immediately find out who's doing good milk. And statistically, it's very, very low problems. But it's kind of like they want to have feces and disease on the chicken and beef, so they spray it with live viruses now that, quote, eat the bacteria. I think I'm joking? Look up viral spray put on meat, ABC, MSNBC. In fact, put that on screen. Folks won't believe it. That was approved 6 years ago, causing massive gut problems because the virus is just incredible. It's a vaccine they spray, and in the big giant tanks where they make it, there's other viruses and microplasms in there. So enjoy your Crohn's, leaky gut, all of this is just exploding. Yeah, now it's going to be 1 in 10 is going to have a gut disorder. Used to be 1 in a couple thousand. Yeah, used to be 1 in, you know, 25,000 had autism. Now it's 1 in 58. Yeah. But that's all right. All that poison, GMO, spraying fluoride on the crops as pesticide, bioaccumulating through the cell walls, all of that's okay. Radiating the food, killing its nutritional value. There it is, FDA approved spray-on virus to keep processed meat safe. Isn't that just special? Isn't that just sweetie pie? Anyways, but that's not a problem. L.A. County health enforcers conduct door-to-door raw milk confiscation operations, and they say, we're coming in, and force their way in illegally. But hey, who needs that? You know, I mean, look, imagine they come to your house. I mean, I got raw milk at my house. And Texas, again, hasn't gone completely New World Order yet, but it will. Don't worry. And then they're like, yeah, we hear you got it. We're coming in. Because we're the health department. We're going to keep you safe. Really, oh, the health department set up in 1910 or so in England, 1915 in the United States, in New York, New Jersey, and it spread to 35 states. They were the ones that would come grab you, no judge, no jury, and then bring you before a fake family court they just set up and have a eugenicist. I've played the newsreels here. Say, well, your brother is mentally ill, so that means you're unfit. I order you sterilized. And they whack the gavel. That's an endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. And they take you away and cut out your uterus. And people say, well, they don't do that. They just cut your fallopian tubes. No. Back then and still, this is going on to the 80s, last time it leaked, they like to chop out the full deal. It's just part of the enjoyment process. Because you might get a little soft kill, you know, complication on top of it. Of the mother, that's the best part with the UN program of the tetanus shots, is you don't just cause a second trimester abortion for the rest of the woman's life. When you give them the tetanus shot added to the female hormone causing an autoimmune response to it, you also then get a good soft kill ratio because it causes all sorts of inflammation, polyps, cysts, and tumors in the uterus, but especially in the ovaries.
I'm very loving of very good people. But they're nice. The drones are good. And the TSA on the streets groping people, violating the Fourth and Tenth Amendment, that's good too. And again, I shouldn't be so extreme. L.A. County health enforcers conduct door-to-door raw milk confiscation operations. You can read the whole article. L.A. County health enforcers go door-to-door demanding your fresh milk. It's kind of like in New Mexico a few months ago. You know, they had an annual thing where the neighbors in the country got together and had a big cookout, less than 100 people. They brought their potatoes and tomatoes, and you get there in the morning, chop them up. You know, by lunch, have a snack, and then at dinner, have this big feast, you know, beef, chicken, all off their own farms. And then you get the homemade ice cream going, churning that. I mean, this is just standard where my folks are from. My dad's from Northeast Texas, and that's what we always did. That culture is pretty much dead now. That doesn't happen. Everybody buys the stuff at Walmart, and we all eat the GMO together there. I'm not really joking. You know, I guess somebody brings in some peas or some collard greens and, you know, maybe some venison or something, but, you know, mainly it's Walmart purchased stuff. So that culture's dead. And, I mean, that's how I grew up, going to grandma's. And, you know, we'd go to somebody else's house. Your neighbors would come over. You'd have, like, 30 people there, all this food, people playing 42, playing cards, you know, hanging out. Might even get some square dancing going. Oh, yeah. It's all dead. It's all gone. We get to worship Homeland Security now. That's the new patriotism. And the people are trying to resurrect this, the foodies. They're mainly doctors and executives. I've been out in these communities outside Austin. The average person probably makes $300,000. And they've got, and they know what's going on. And I think most of them are reformed eugenicist establishment liberals. And they're all over in every community. They're all out there just with their kids, trying to be decent, trying to have a co-op with their own cows and stuff, and, you know, just having a good, wholesome life. And you're not going to have it. Do you understand? Your kids are going to go to a brainwashing camp. They're going to learn how to be crack whores. They're going to take Prozac, and they're going to take shots. Do you understand, scum? And it showed the feds showing up, training the local enforcers how to do it, and taking the potatoes, little golden potatoes, those little butter potatoes, I forget what you call them. They look like an Irish potato, but they're golden. And just dumping them in the trash and pouring bleach on them like they're toxic. Playing along like, we're going to play along like these are toxic. We're going to play along like your two-year-old's a terrorist when we take their diaper off. We're going to play along and surveil you with a drone and have the FBI come ask you questions to make you feel guilty. We're just going to get everybody used to us putting our hand, pouring the bleach on, waving their little magic wand and taking the food and all of it, just throwing it away out there with, like, these, you know, upper middle class people on a gorgeous farm with a vineyard in the background and the sun setting, and there's feds stomping around, getting in people's faces, laughing at people while they pour out their food. You don't do jack squat in America. You do what you're told, period. The Pentagon's standing by with drones illegally. And the CIA comes out and says, we're watching everything you do illegally. It's illegal to operate domestically. It's illegal for them to violate the Fourth Amendment. And Petraeus says, I'm a general. People just go, oh, gotta support the troops. This is how sick and over the top this whole thing is. And it's just getting started. They're like, yeah, we got re-education camps. We're going to arrest you. Yeah, we are running some highway checkpoints. We are this morning, I heard on the local news, the city council saying, we need to get people's children to start getting them to be part of these government programs. They said, Hispanics don't trust the government. They're backwards. And I mean, it was basically a Hispanic city council guy was saying this. And we need to have the kids make the parents come in and get on welfare. And we need to basically be in their homes. We don't know what these Hispanics are doing. I mean, it was like, yes, we've got a program to get the kids to watch their Hispanic parents. We need to get them in the system. I mean, I'm living in 1984. You are living in it. You're living in the takeover period. And again, this isn't just some boss hog system that wants to take over and run things and have a few checkpoints and stuff. They say they're going to take everything, your businesses, everything. They're going to stage big terror attacks and pose as saviors. 9/11 was just to get this current thing set up before the real attack. They're going to say domestic groups are doing it. This is serious business, folks. This is a total planned takeover. let me go ahead and commit the crime on air. Now, this is not a crime yet, and it's not even a crime in California. The regulatory agencies just say, kind of like Obama says, well, there's no law, but I'm going to order power plants not owned by my buddy shut down and massively increase your coal power prices to the point of there's going to be blackouts everywhere on top of it because you're going to pay more for less. And we're going to shut down your local reservoirs and make you buy it from other companies. And there's no law we're just going to do it. And we're going to make you pay tens of billions of dollars to move General Motors to China and other countries. That's on record. But again, we have your best interest in heart. We're going to get you American jobs. Obama, well, I know America's got an incredible engine of liberty and freedom and ingenuity. We're going to get back on our feet while he's doing everything they can to shut us down. And then in their own documents saying post-industrial world, global poverty is what's needed. And your high school daughter's being brainwashed by the World Wildlife Fund that was set up so they could have poaching of animals in Africa as a front to run all sorts of scams for Prince Bernhard. The head of the Bilderberg Groups had to step down as chairman, caught shipping guns and weapons and gold mining operations in the Congo. But these are nice people, though. These are really good people. And they say they want you poor. But that's out of one side of their mouth. Yeah, we're going to make you poor so we can do whatever we want to you. Oh, but we're going to pay to ship General Motors overseas because we care about you. Anyways, let me commit the crime. If this is a crime it's not a crime, but it doesn't matter. It's not illegal in any state to spank your children. It's not. Look it up. But they take children every day for it. It's not illegal to not take vaccines. They take kids every day for not doing it because they've got enforcers and they got bureaucrats and they got family courts that aren't real courts set up by the eugenicists 100 years ago, literally 100 years ago, where they can do whatever they want. And they've got armies of little control freaks who will tell you it's my administrative privilege to stick my hands down your pants. Law says I can't do this, but I'm God and I'm going to exercise this power. Now get ready. And if you give me a problem, we're going to take you in the private room. And then the lip licking begins. Now, here we go. Here's the crime. This is Milt from outside Austin, Texas. Moulton, Texas. About to commit a serious evilness. Oh, my gosh. Part of trying to get healthy after years of just working so hard, not caring about myself, thinking I'd be killed any day. I just got to where I was totally unhealthy until my buddy, Tommy Pilata, said, you know what? Because you don't care if you die. You're already basically killing yourself. Why don't you stop smoking those cigarettes? Why don't you stop drinking? And why don't you lose weight and exercise? That was about 5 years ago. I never really got all the way into it, but I quit smoking. I didn't smoke a lot, but here and there. Quit smoking cigars. Basically cut back on drinking to almost nothing. And started exercising, but it wasn't like I got the proper nutrition, the proper gut flora. Not a better probiotic out there than raw milk. Allergies got better when I started doing this because the cows are eating the local flora. All of it. And here I am. I've got some whey in there. Uh-oh. I'm committing a hardcore crime. Yeah, we even compromised Art Acevedo when we had him here in studio. I had some of this. And he thought it was a joke. They're arresting people for raw milk. And I said, here, have some. And he saw me drink it, so he drank it. Part of his anthropology, you know, he's with the natives locally assessing me, and but also, you know, keeping friends close, enemies closer. And so he went ahead kind of like he was in a Ooga Booga village, and I wanted to give him some monkey brains or something. He went ahead and drank it. So I'm corrupting the Austin police chief. But now I'm going to do it myself right here. Here we go. That's some good training there at the agency, didn't you? Didn't you, Art? Oh, here I go. I'm just a dumb native, one of them dumb Americans. Here we go. Are the Klingons attacking? Oh, man. You know what this tastes like? This tastes like a Whataburger strawberry shake. But there's no sugar in it other than what's in the natural whey. By the way, this whey actually comes from non-pasteurized, too. Oh, it's even worse. I'm drinking raw milk with raw produced whey. Whoa! Whoa! Well, here's a conspiracy theory. Mammals never have drunk milk out of anything. Your wife, listen, feed the child formula. It's a conspiracy theory. Women never, never. Granddaddy, is it true that once we got our milk from our mommies and that milk was good? Listen, they're going to arrest you if you say that. You know they've got surveillance grids, smart dust everywhere. Oh, there's a drone. And then, of course, we'll all be picked up for that crime right there. Admitting that once milk was ingested. I'm going to commit the crime again. Here we go. Doesn't get any more luscious. Here we go. Uh-oh. Send in the detectives. Send in the SWAT team. Are they coming now? Thank goodness there's a drone above. There's ground-penetrating radar. It sees me drinking it. Oh! Oh, no! I gotta get out of here. Guys, get the escape vehicle ready. Oh, man. I'm such an extremist. Here we go. Hey, listen, raw milk's bad for you, but guess what is good? Guys, please, I know you've got the Napolitano clips queued up, but will you please, when we come back from break, because people won't believe this, will you queue up CBS News saying mercury's good for children's brains? Now, again, raw milk with all the key enzymes and things is like a drug. That's why they don't want you having it. See, food is a drug. It's the original drug. It's what we're actually meant to ingest. And Big Pharma's like, now, how about some white bread and some GMO? You're going to be so sick, we got a bunch of drugs for you. How's that sound? I'll continue to commit crimes on the other side. I am a criminal. Because the government is run by criminals, and so not being a criminal is now criminal.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this. Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Phones up in the next hour and get into the incredible news out of the euro, the controlled banker implosion, so they can pose as saviors while raping everyone financially publicly. A five-year-old could figure it out, but the media thinks you're so stupid. Nationwide, in scores of reports, they still do this now. I think I've had parents call in and say, I can't believe it. First, I said, I don't want to give my child a vaccine. It's got mercury. First, the doctor lied. Then I demanded, or the nurse lied, the insert, and I said, look, mercury And they go, oh, it's good for you, the Journal of Pediatrics says. Well, if the Journal of Pediatrics said jumping in a running wood chipper was good, would you do it? I mean, if the Journal of Pediatrics said shooting black children up with syphilis was good, you'd probably do it. The Journal of Pediatrics is totally and completely paid for by the globalists. It's totally paid for. Monsanto goes out and funds these groups. This is a joke. Guys, shut that studio door. For whatever reason, it didn't fully close. Thank you. Let's go ahead and play. This is CBS. This aired everywhere across the nation. This was a local version. They give them a teleprompter feed, just another point, and then they read it, and you think it's local, so you can trust it. Okay, let's go ahead and play the local news here in Austin saying mercury is good for your children's brain. But raw milk is evil. Oh, Mr. Cantu, I'm sorry, CBS News, bring us back. Here we go.
Medical Watch reporters in the matter.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the Journal of Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
And, of course, from the perspective of lowering your IQ and brain damaging you, it's true. Mercury is the most deadly heavy metal in the brain. University of Calgary's got electron microscope footage of it. Just type in Calgary, University of Calgary, electron microscope, brain cells, mercury. You guys can just do it for folks right now. If you're a radio listener on XM or on over 100 stations out there, you can always just go to prisonplanet.tv and actually watch the video feed and see all this. But, again, I shouldn't be upset that I know it's a psychological warfare program where they're trying to do outrageous stuff like raping people's kids in front of them to get them to answer questions. That's actually in law enforcement magazines. They say torture kids. That's actually good. I mean, murder's good. Drones are good. TSA at checkpoints, you know, out of their jurisdiction, aren't even real federal officers, groping people randomly. That's good. Open borders are good. World government's good. Federal Reserve stealing tens of trillions of dollars taxpayer money's good. You know, White House advisors stealing billions, not getting in trouble. It's good. MF Global, it's good. It's good. Solandra's good. Everything's good. I'll tell you what's not good, though, is the stuff at InfoWarsTeam.com where I've assembled all the best products that I've researched and found and put together in one place. One that is not there, but it is at InfoWarsShop.com. And I always pronounce this wrong. I have this little word thing where I get on air. Modafinilin, pure brown seaweed extract. I talked to medical doctors, experts, nutritionists, you name it, and it was weird. They all kept saying this brand of Modafinilin, and it's from a particular area off the coast of New Zealand, and it's super concentrated. Let me tell you, I'm going to be honest with you folks. I've really committed to become a total pill popper of, like, essential fatty acids and Modafinilin and tangy tangerine, and I mean, it is giving me so much energy, it's insane. I am like a new man, because I was only getting into it slowly, and it just gets better and better, and so now I'm just gobbling, and this is available at InfoWars.com at the lowest price out there. There are some knockoffs out there, but you get a free Citizen Rule booklet and evil InfoWars.com bumper stickers and support us. It's available at InfoWarsShop.com or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, and you get healthy. And the globalists hate that, and you support the broadcast. But this has so many health benefits. There's dozens of them. Just go read it at InfoWarsShop.com. Modafinilin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.